Hello, everyone. This is Shea Chasinga, and welcome back to the Shea Chasinga, the Woman Christian CEO podcast, and where we are empowering women CEOs to lead, profit, and impact with purpose. Today, it is October the 18th, and this is our third show. I'm really excited today because I want to talk to you about commitment versus interest, the key to building a successful business. We have approximately 75 days left in this year. Imagine we started off with 365 days and now we're all the way down to 75. And as business owners, as women CEOs, as entrepreneurs, we are preparing ourselves, one, to close out this year successfully, and number two, to position ourselves for a successful year. But the question that comes up, are you committed or are you interested? And here is the difference to know the difference between the two. And that is the actions that you are taking. That is the difference between knowing if you are committed or are you interested. Your daily actions speak louder than words. Not only that, your daily action will produce the results of what is a committed person versus a person that is interested. So let's talk about that for a moment. For those of you who are totally committed to building a successful business, not just because you want to make a lot of money, and you know, of course, that's the byproduct, but your business is a source of purpose. It's purpose-driven. You desire to empower people to live amazing lives. You desire for people to create the life they desire. You desire to help people evolve into who they have called and been chosen to be. And your business happens to be the platform and the vehicle that allows you to do that. And so the questions that you have to ponder when you are not making certain commitments or you're not doing the work or the actions that is required for you to see the results, are you committed to purpose? Are you committed to your purpose? Are you committed to serving your clients at that level to not just push them, but to help elevate them to the level that they deserve? And not just they deserve, you deserve. So are you committed or are you interested? And so one of the things I've been sharing with our clients is creating a clear action plan of what you can do that will increase your income. I do believe that when you are increasing your income, it allows you to do other things that you need to do, whether it's investing in a support system, whether it is getting your website revamped, whether it is going to different events where you can learn more and grow more, or it's just simply to make sure that you are, the business is healthy, in a healthy space and not a business that is accumulating debt. And so the question you have to ask yourself, am I doing the required planning, strategic planning that I need to do to prepare myself? So as I was sharing, I've been coaching our clients on strategy in these last 75 days. I've been coaching our clients on mindset. I've been coaching our clients on this is not the moment to check out. This is the moment to lean in. So let me just share this. This is not about hustling. We don't subscribe to that mindset. It is about strategic action. It is also not about you feeling overwhelmed or all over the place. That's where planning comes in at. When you take the time to strategically plan, and then you execute. Now, what happens is you will become uncomfortable because you are being stretched to do something that will help you grow, whether it's spiritual, personal, business-wise and business development, it will stretch you. And that's the uncomfortable place. Here's another question I want to pose to you. So many people talk about how they are so overwhelmed. My question to you, are you overwhelmed or are you uncomfortable? There's two different types of feelings, but you can describe one as it's so overwhelming. And the truth is you're uncomfortable because it's going to stretch you to do something that you've never done before. And as you're moving forward and you are planning, you are putting things in place, you are committed versus being interested, and you start to feel that stretch, you start to feel that maybe this a little bit anxiousness, then you want to check in with yourself. And what is the energy that you're producing when you are moving forward in those things that you desire? And let me just share why that's important. One thing I've learned early on in my entrepreneurial journey is that if I am setting goals and out here taking action, and it is producing anxiety and it's producing an anxious energy in me, that means I'm driven by fear. It means that I am driven by something different than purpose. It means that I am driven by something other than I am truly living out the plan that God has for me. I can still be in purpose. I can still be uncomfortable and pursue and yet sit in that feeling and yet continue to move forward, because the end result is purpose. The end result is reaching my goal and serving more people. The end result is increasing our revenue so that we can have a greater impact on our ideal community. But if I'm finding myself in anxiety, if I'm finding myself in anxiousness, if I'm finding myself in overwhelm, then what energy is driving you? Is the fear, oh my God, I'm not going to be able to do it. Oh, I don't know if it's going to work or not. I don't know if anybody's going to say yes to this or not. You know, those things are fear-based. And when you operate in fear-based, then that's the anxiousness that you're feeling, the overwhelming that you're feeling. So as you move forward, I'm not going to be here long. It's been a very quick message for you today. As you are preparing to close out this year, and you have a desired goal, I want to share a few things. I don't want you to get hung up on, if you have set a goal for just say 100,000, but you reached 80,000, then celebrate it with, you've given it everything you've got. So I don't want you to get lost in, I didn't do it, it didn't work. Look at what you did do. Look at what you are doing, all right? So that's number one. Number two, don't get focused on am I working enough? Are you doing the strategic work? And I like to say this, the scripture says it. Am I doing the diligent work? Am I just committed to Mondays like I say I'm going to do? Am I committed to Tuesday? I'm not team no sleep. That is not my prescription. I go to bed, all right? So I don't want you to get in a space of, I got to be up all night and I got to do this. I do believe in being committed though. I do believe in doing the diligent work, but I do not believe in putting your health in jeopardy in order to produce a result. And the last thing I want you to focus on is, how many people am I helping? That's the question you want to ask. Are they going to want it? Are they going to want to sign up for this program? Should I even create it? That's not your focus. Your focus needs to be, am I helping my people? Am I helping my ideal clients? Are they growing? Am I providing a source information that they really need? If I'm doing that, then that is the results that are very important as you are that will give you the question, are you committed or are you interested? So that is our quick message for you today. I want to close with a quick announcement. Do not forget to join us at the She Leads, She Profits Virtual Summit happening October 25th through the 27th. And in our common area, click the link, get registered. It is an absolutely no cost virtual summit. You're going to hear powerful speakers that's going to give you the tools, give you the information, give you the strategy, give you the encouragement you need to close out this year powerful, prepared and ready. And not only that, position you for 2024. The She Leads, She Profits Summit, it is the number one women's leadership and business platform where we put purpose first. All right, guys, have a blessed rest of your day. Join me next week, same time. I'm going to be doing a recap on the first day of the She Leads, She Profits Virtual Summit. See you soon. God bless.